You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet... pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really, what's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to Oh, Behave on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Thank you again for tuning in this week. Last week, we had a very special guest, Kat Albrecht, pet detective. Take that, Jim Carrey. She is the real deal. She knows what she's talking about, and she's helped countless pets be reunited with their people. But more importantly, she has a greater vision on how to do something about trimming down the number of pets that do get lost in America. She's only one person. She can't be everywhere, but she's found a way that possibly might be able to make this something go national, and she needs our help. Kat Albrecht, welcome to Oh Behave.
Thank you, Arden.
We're going to be back for this second part of Kat Albrecht's appearance on Oh Behave right after these messages.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
That's it. You're madder than a junkyard dog, and you're not going to take it anymore. Your feathers are ruffled, your dander is up, and you've got a definite bone to pick. Join us each week on Pet Peeves, the show that lets you dig through the dirt and unleash your passion for pets. Your host, pet expert and award-winning author, Amy Shojai, will talk about what makes you howl and what hisses you off. Pet Peeves, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Pets are part of the family, and when traveling with your dog, there's only one magazine to include when packing your doggy's duffel bag, and that's Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel, city, and state reviews, and doggy destinations to explore with your furry companion. Fido Friendly magazine can be found at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, Pet Boutiques, and Fido Friendly hotels nationwide. Or you can go online to subscribe at www.FidoFriendly.com. So get traveling with your pet today and leave no dog behind. And remember, Fido Friendly's the only magazine dedicated to the travel lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
It's time to start scratching for donations for the Humane Society of Broward County's Walk for the Animals, presented by BCA Animal Hospitals. The walk is Saturday, March 1st at Esplanade Park in downtown Fort Lauderdale. You'll need a registration form, so stop by any BCA Animal Hospital, IHOP, the Museum of Discovery and Science, or the Humane Society. This event is also brought to you by Big 105.9, Comcast, Purina One,
PetLifeRadio.com,
Tidy Cats, and The Herald. Call 954-266-6817 or log on to walk4theanimals.com for more details. See you there.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, Behave!
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. As mentioned, we have a very special guest, Kat Albrecht. She is a retired canine police officer who is now founder of the Missing Pet Partnership Group. She is also the author of two books that you have to buy. They're very important. The first is called The Lost Pet Chronicles, and the second is Dog Detectives, Train Your Dog to Find Lost Pets. You can learn more about Kat and her great work on her website, pethunters.com. Last week, we found out a little bit about Kat and who the heck she is. As mentioned, she was a retired canine police officer. She had some dogs by the names of AJ and Rachel that did a very good work about finding people, and she stumbled on the idea that, you know what? The dogs can also help find lost cats and dogs. And she created this, and she's going all over the country trying to help others learn how to do this. We are going to learn this week a little bit about what is the differences in lost behavior exhibited by cats versus dogs, and also how you can become actually certified through her Missing Pet Partnership program so that you can find and help lost pets in your community. And the best news of all, are you dogs listening? Okay. She's going to help us get tips on how dogs can be trained to find other lost dogs and even CATSs. All right. Kat, thank you very much for being on the on our show. And with a name like Kat, I don't know, is your middle name Dog? I'm just curious.
Sometimes.
That's not a bad handle, though, you know?
No.
So we were talking a little bit about your background, and I was hoping you could give us a little Reader Digest summary about, again, who you are, and then we can delve right into the behaviors of lost dogs and cats.
Sure. Well, in a nutshell, I'm a animal lover who happened also to have been a police officer, bloodhound handler, search and rescue manager, and detective who lost my police bloodhound. This was back in 1996. Used another search and rescue dog to track him down and find him, and realized that I had stumbled on to a concept that needed to be developed, and it's evolved into pulling in a lot of the science of finding missing people and solving lost person investigations, pulling that into lost pet investigations, discovering that it works, and having the vision to develop this through our nonprofit organization and training both volunteers and professional pet detectives to go in their communities to recover lost pets.
You know, it's one of the things that's most jarring to any of us who are fortunate to have a pet or two or three in our home, and that's when they go missing. I mean, it's something that we do our best to try to control it with collar and ID tags and microchips that we not only have our veterinary implant in our dog or cat, but also important folks, make sure you do the paperwork and file your information with the registry that handles that particular microchip brand. That's very important. 40% of people who get microchips for their pets fail to do that vital final step, which is to register it. You can't find your dog, folks, or cat if it's not registered. So please, please, please go ahead and do that. So we can do what we think we can do best to be good pet parents, if you will. But all it takes is, you know, a cat leaning against a windowsill that may not be sturdy and plops out the door, out the window, or, you know, a repair person comes over to the house and doesn't quite shut the door, or you come in with an armful of groceries and your dog just dashes out and you can't even grab them. So I guess there are many reasons why pets can actually become separated from their people, right, Kat? Am I missing some other scenarios?
Oh, gosh. I mean, you'd be amazed at the stories that I hear or the situations. I mean, you know, anywhere from, you know, a gate being left unlatched to the pet shooting out the door to being involved in a rollover car accident to being escaping from a boarding kennel to, you know, escaping the carrier at the airline or at the airport. You know, it's just...
Oh, that's right.
It just happens, even, you know, to responsible people. You know, irresponsible people lose their animals, but responsible people lose their animals, and we just need to realize that, you know, that we need to be taking a very close look at at the issue and at working at developing systems to help recover lost pets and mitigate them from entering or, you know, prevent them from even entering an animal shelter in the first place by developing services to go out and find them.
Yeah, my dog Chipper has that uncanny crossing of being both a golden retriever and a husky. Huskies are known for saying, see ya! And goldens are like, I love you, want to stay home. So when I first got her as a rescue dog, she would jump my 6-foot fence and land in my front porch because the husky wanted to roam, but the golden wanted to stay home. And when I mean, she's like, I am so confused. I love you, but I just got to dash and come back, dash and come back. Well, anyway, building trust and all that helped a lot. And when she travels with me, I do some work for Fido Friendly Magazine. She gets to go on these cool trips. I actually have to line her air carrier with chains around it, so she looks like this Cujo because she knows how to pick locks. And I swear she'll be flying a plane. So I do that, and it looks like she's this menacing dog, but it's the only way I can keep her in that crate during the airplane ride. Yeah. So you do learn whether you're responsible or irresponsible. It's just an ugly, awful feeling to have a pet lost. That said, there is a little bit of differences in both the dogs and the cats on how they exhibit behavior when they're like, oh my gosh, I'm outside, I'm lost, what do I do? So you tell me, what's easier? You want to talk about some of the different cat behaviors first and then go to the dogs or whatever works for you? Let's run them down.
Yeah, well, I'll just start by explaining that, you know, one thing I noticed initially when I began looking for lost pets and researching on the internet was, you know, that you would find websites that had lost pet tips, and the tips were generic, kind of like the what they're telling you to do, how they're telling you to look for a missing cat was the same way that they're telling you to look for a parrot or a, you know, a golden retriever. And it's like, their cats and dogs and parrots are apples and oranges. They behave differently when lost. They're a different animal, and the tactics and techniques and resources that you should be using to look for them are entirely different, and that's what we teach the pet detectives in our certification course. You know, and the way I realized this was my training in search and rescue as a search manager, that you can have a backpacker, a berry picker, and a hunter can all be lost in the same area of the woods. Now, they're all three missing people, but they're out in the woods for different reasons. They carry different equipment with them. They behave differently when lost, and you use different resources to look for them when they're missing. And so that's when I began to think, okay, well, wait a minute, you know, what is some of the equipment we use, you know, to find missing people, and how should we look for a cat versus a dog? And it just evolved from that. So, there are three, we actually break down, we differentiate between dogs and cats, but then we also differentiate between an outdoor access cat that suddenly vanishes is a very different search than an indoor only cat that escapes outside, or any displaced cat, which can be an outdoor access cat that's transported in a carrier to the vet's office and escapes from the carrier at the vet's office. You know, that's a displaced cat, a cat that is transported into unfamiliar territory. When an outdoor access cat vanishes, it means something has happened to interrupt the behavior of that cat coming home, meaning that the cat might be trapped, it could have been transported out of the area, it could be injured, could be deceased. There's a lot of things that could happen to it, and you need to conduct an aggressive physical search in your neighbor's yards, getting permission from them to look under and in everything, because that's where your cat is most likely to be. And so it's a target search of the cat's territory and a few houses beyond. With a displaced cat, indoor-only cat that escapes outside, that's a case where more than likely, depending on the temperament of the kitty, more than likely that's a cat that's hiding in fear, and it's going to be silent, because the behavior of a sick, injured, or displaced cat is that they hide in silence, and often it's very close. So your cat might be hiding under your next-door neighbor's porch or in the bushes between your house and the neighbor's house. And oftentimes, you can use a baited humane trap as a recovery tool. And again, if a kitty's with more bold, what we call curious clown temperaments, might hide for the first couple hours, and then they might show up back at your door. But if you've got a cat with a very catatonic, what we call catatonic behavior, a former feral that hides under the bed when a stranger comes in the home, then more than likely you need a humane trap to get your cat back home. And dogs travel, and they're picked up by people who determine what is going to happen to them, often by people that are rescuing the dog and reluctant to take it to the shelter, and so using giant fluorescent poster boards, doing what we call intersection alerts, standing on a street corner with a giant poster board, using a two-word description of your dog, if possible, black Labrador, white poodle, Dalmatian, red collar. You know, these are, when I say these words, you're getting a visual image in your mind, and you stand on a major intersection street corner near where the dog escaped with these fluorescent signs, getting the attention of passerby, and that's the way that you're getting your message out.
Yeah, let me just make sure people are listening, paying attention, being good doggy and kitty owners. Instead of doing this huge War and Peace diatribe that is in the itty-bitty type that nobody can read, you want the big news quickly, like headline. Think headlines. And make it in something that grabs a person's eye and attention as they pass by, which is why you're saying get rid of just the white paper or white poster. Colored posters, you know, really, really hit hard with what makes your dog or cat a distinctive looking. Because then they can come up to you and get more information, correct?
Correct. Or they can pull over. They first of all, the main thing is they will see and read the information, whereas most people just ignore the 8.5 by 11 pieces of paper where the only thing you can really read is reward or lost or even lost dog. Well, that's not giving them enough information, and people are too lazy, seriously, to pull over and read it. And by using the fluorescent color and a giant, and you can go to, and on our website, thepethunters.com, there's a section there under recovery tips that's titled 5 + 5 + 55 posters. And the concept is you want to use five words that people in 5 seconds can read when they're traveling 55 miles per hour. Reward lost dog, white poodle. Reward lost dog, yellow lab. And they'll pull over. And we've had dogs that have been missing for 6 weeks that the owners put those signs out there and then got their dog back because the person had their dog but never noticed their posters before.
That's really good. It's almost like you're creating your own billboard. You're being a human billboard.
We kind of describe it as, well, if kids can stand out on a Saturday and hold up car wash signs, why can't you stand out and protest that you want your dog back? And you're getting the message out there, and yeah.
Well, that's a really good tip. And folks, that's on pethunters.com. She has a lot of recovery tips because time's of essence. I know I shared with you that I had a cat gone for 57 days and, my Houdini hound that likes to head back home. But, you know, isn't time of essence as well when it comes to cats and dogs?
Yeah, and it's interesting because it's very different with dogs and cats. With dogs, because they get out and depending on their temperament, if they encounter a person within their first 20 minutes of being out, oftentimes if the dog is friendly and will come up to that person and they capture that dog, then if you wait and put your posters out a week later, that person who found that dog and maybe gave it to somebody else might see that poster a week later but not even make the connection that it's your dog, you know, that it was the dog that they had seen or that they found. So it's very critical to get the information out there with dogs very quickly, whereas I'm not saying that posters aren't important with cats, but oftentimes if you've got a cat that's trapped and hidden or trapped and concealed or that's hiding in fear, you can put as many posters as you want, but if your neighbors, nobody sees the cat, then they're not going to call. And that's why you need to get on your belly with a flashlight looking under and in everything and not just asking your neighbors to look for your cat because I can guarantee you they're not going to get on their stomach and look under their house or under their deck for your cat. You need to do that because that's where your cat is most likely to be. Now, it may eventually end up in the shelter, but many of the cats, and sadly, I think a great majority of the stray cats that are taken into shelters are cats that were lost 3, 4, 6 months earlier, and the owners gave up on them, and the cats, then it took that long for them to overcome their fear and get established in a new territory and for somebody to get sick and tired of them pooping in their garden that they set a trap and took it down to the shelters.
Yeah, it's very good points. This is a good time that we can take a break for our sponsors. We are listening to Kat Albrecht, probably America's top dog pet detective. She is the founder of Missing Pet Partnerships and a retired police canine officer. We're going to talk more about how we can become certified pet detectives, if you will, in our own community and how our dogs can help us right after this commercial break.
Would you like to go out?
Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me.
Oh, behave! We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
From Paris, New York, and around the globe, get ready for the hip, the trendy, the uber cool, where pets rule. If you've got a passion for pet fashion and a flair for animal wear, this is the ultimate place to take a peek at what's chic in the world of designer pet fashion and cool new pet products. On the Pet Set, our fashion diva, Queen Dog Lady. The Pet Set, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet Magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet Magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Again, we have Kat Albrecht, probably America's top pet detective. She is, in my opinion, the top pet detective on this planet because she has a quest to make it so that we could have what might even be considered like a 911 for missing pets someday. You know, we use 911, we're missing our children, our older senior citizens, other people. We know immediately what to do, call 911. Well, we don't have that sort of a universal system in place yet for our missing dogs and cats. But if we can, if we help people like Kat Albrecht, who's doing everything she can to make sure that we get to enjoy our pets forever, as long as we can, and not have to worry about that them becoming lost. We were talking with Kat about some of the different behaviors that cats and dogs exhibit when they find themselves, oops, I'm not at home anymore, I'm lost. Now what I'd like to ask you about, Kat, is this missing pet partnership program. I understand you have a certification course that can help people who, like you, want to do something to help in their community, help find lost pets and get them reunited with their people. So can you talk a little bit about that? That sounds really, really amazing.
Sure. There's two courses that we offer. The first is the Missing Animal Response Technician course. That's a 5.5-day training. Most of it is classroom. We do spend some time training a limited number of dogs. We allow 10 of the registrants to bring their dogs, and we do basic evaluations and some beginning training with the dogs. The course includes, this is teaching you how to offer lost pet services as a fee-based service, if you have, a side business, as a side business or as a service within an existing business, like if you're a pet sitter, dog trainer, groomer, or, you want to add lost pet services. It can also be that you're a volunteer with an organization. You want to use this as a means to raise donations for your organization, like Missing Pet Partnership. If we go out and work a case with our volunteers, we ask for a donation to our organization for offering the service. MAR technicians are trained in things like search probability theory, deductive reasoning, behavioral profiling, the use of high-tech equipment, blood stain analysis, different forensic testing, and how to solve cases and solve, how to process clues and information, because you need to know how to do that, how to conduct an investigation. We also offer an abbreviated course, which just focuses on, it's actually the first 2 days, it's 2.5 days of training for lost pet first responders. These are for people that want to really just learn about the lost pet behavior, because that really is the main component of that portion of training. And so it can be for shelter workers, trap, neuter, return workers, rescue group volunteers, and people who want to volunteer to find lost pets in their community. So, you know, there's the two options. You don't have to necessarily want to be a professional pet detective. Our hope is to train the lost pet first responders, who will also back up and assist the MAR technicians. You know, the MAR technicians are going to invest a lot of time and energy and their own money in training a dog to find lost pets, but the lost pet first responders might be the ones that are going to go out and stand on the street corner and doing the intersection alert or checking the shelter or sitting and watching a humane trap, and then maybe the MarTech would be called in with the actual search dog that would come in and do the investigation. So we're holding courses this year in 2008. We're going to be in near Grand Rapids, Michigan in May, San Jose, California in June, Seattle, Washington this August, West Swansea, New Hampshire in October, and near Boulder, Colorado in November. So we're hoping that we'll get people across the country to come and get some training.
Well, and they can learn more. Is that on the, there's two websites, I guess, the pethunters.com and your missingpetpartnerships.org. Is that correct?
Actually, they're both now the same website. So
Whatever
you type in, it's just pethunters.com is easiest to remember, but it takes you to the same website. But yes, our website has the lost pet recovery information, but then it also has the pet detective training information. I should also mention that we have partnered with Home Again, a microchip company, and they have a program, a proactive pet recovery network, which includes volunteer pet rescuers. You can go to homeagain.com and sign up to be a volunteer to get lost pet alerts in your area.
And, oh, that's great.
And we created for them a training module, which we encourage anybody to go and take, and it's kind of a primer for our course. And that website is petdetectivetraining.com. It's easy to remember, petdetectivetraining.com, and you go there. It's kind of a fun little course to take that will educate you in lost pet behavior, and then you take a little quiz at the end.
I love quizzes. I love quizzes. As long as there's no homework, I love quizzes. But, you know, Home Again is a pretty big player in the microchip industry.
Absolutely.
And I know that, you know, it's hard to get the total definitive estimates, but I've heard things as high as 10 million pets are lost or stolen every year. And so microchip companies, I'm so glad to hear that you're partnering with that Home Again, and that's a great idea. So I'm happy to see that. And in your book, actually, Dog Detectives, Train Your Dog to Find Lost Pets, you have a whole section on how to become a pet detective, whether you want to do it as a volunteer or want to be paid for it. And so I do encourage the listeners to go out and dash out and get Dog Detectives, Train Your Dog to Find Lost Pets. It's probably one of the best dog books I've read, and I do read a lot of dog books. On my pages, you know, they are definitely dog-eared, if you will. Pardon the pun. You knew I was going to say that. But it's a great book, and I think we all should have that. One thing I wanted to ask you about is, you know, we talked about how people can do their part. We've got some pretty talented four-leggers out there that can't speak English but are really willing to help find some of their furry friends. What is it that would make a good dog, or I don't know if cats can be trained to find dogs, probably not, but what are you looking for in a good dog that can find other dogs?
You know, we, just to kind of sum it up or to make it, it's very easy. We look for, the dog should have no aggression towards humans, dogs, or cats, and no major fear issues. So we want a really good, solid temperament in a dog, because you may be called to go to an airport or a construction site or something that could, you know, you don't want a dog that's easily intimidated or distracted. But basically we're looking for either a dog that loves kitties and will give a physical response when they detect the scent of a cat or when that they know that there's a kitty there, whether it's whining, wiggling the tail, you know, change in body language and intensity and interest, but where they want to get the kitty but not get the kitty, you know.
Cleo does, or they call it monkey mouth when she sees a kitty around. She goes,
Yeah.
And the whole body's wiggling, and she's doing the licky-loo, and, you know, yep. she might make yep. a pretty good pet detective.
Yeah, actually, yeah. And see, we never work the dogs off-lead, so we don't, like, turn the dog loose. They're always working, and even when they're working in the cat detection, which is an area search mode, the dogs are always in a harness attached to a lead under our direction. So we're really using the dogs, this is when we're searching for a cat, we're really using the dogs' nose and their body language to alert us as we're telling them, check this, as we're searching around a house and under a deck or, you know, searching a big pile of trash. If there's a cat in there, then the dog, when they pick up the smell, we want a dog that the tail's going to start going and the dog's going to be telling us, oh, there's a kitty here. So that's what
kitties.
Yeah, I love kitties. So that's what we look for in the cat detection dog. In the trailing dog that we train to track the scent trail of lost dogs, we want a dog that goes, that loves to play with other dogs, that when it sees another dog, it becomes hyper excited and focused on the other dog. That one of the tests that we do when we evaluate is we have somebody take a what we call a target dog or another friendly dog and run away and hide around a corner. And the dog that I'm evaluating, I want to see it getting really excited, like, you know, jumping and trying to get away from me to go and chase after the other dog.
Doggy peekaboo.
It's hide and seek. It really is. The basis of that training is hide and seek. And the dogs learn to, initially, it's all visual. Eventually, you transition through the step-by-step training program in the book, you transition into the dog learns to use his nose. The reward at the end is it gets to play with the other dog, but you can also incorporate the treats or a toy. But, you know, I was driving down the road the other day, and it was interesting. I saw a man walking, a beautiful husky, walking down the road and just going for a nice walk, and his dog was pulling him, but it wasn't anything major. And probably about, as I'm driving past him, about 50 yards behind him is a man walking this pointer mix that's just dragging. And this man is, like, jerking his dog back, you know, jerking, because his dog is smelling the husky and wanting to catch up to the husky. And it was like, that's what we look for in a dog that we want to train to track lost dogs. I want a dog that when it gets on the scent, and the training process can take up to a year or 18 months to properly train a dog to track the scent trail of another dog. So it's a lot of work and an investment of time. But if you properly train the dog, you'll get one that will lock onto that scent trail and will be driven to take you on and follow the path of the scent that dog left.
Do you have any particular dog that did go through a training that might surprise you by either their breed or their background that you could share with our listeners?
Oh, you mean one that I'd recommend or?
No. Did you have a particular one that you were pretty blown away by how they could be a good pet detective themselves?
No, you know, because I've seen all. I've seen mixed breeds and purebreds and, you know, and that have succeeded in this. And, you know, it doesn't surprise me because I don't look for and I don't recommend that you look for a particular breed. I recommend that you look for the drive. It's all about the puppyhood experiences and, you know, genetics and puppyhood experiences that develop a trust and an interest in kitties and maybe a playfulness or a desire to play with other dogs. You know, I've seen a bloodhound before that somebody brought out for me to evaluate, and it had absolutely no interest in the other dog. And, you know, even when the other dog ran away and hid, and it's like, you know, I'm sorry, but just because it's the bloodhound, it's not suited for this work, you know? And, so I think you don't want to go necessarily with a giant breed for this work or a little tiny, tiny breed either. You want to kind of get something that's, and I discuss that in the book, you know, you want to consider the coat of the dog and the weather and temperature where you're going to be working the dog and, you know, other factors. But I think this is a great job to give shelter dogs because we have pulled, in my experience, we've pulled three dogs from the shelter that we've trained in this work that are doing a fantastic job. And that's one vision that Missing Pet Partnership has is to rescue dogs from shelter, train them to find lost pets, and then issue them to animal shelters, rescue groups, and pet detectives that we partner with across the country. But, you know, that will come with funding and with time.
Yeah, I just can't see a Chinese crested out there in the wilderness of Alaska looking for a lost cat. That's probably not going to work. But, you know, if they have a nice double coat like a husky or something, that's probably a much better climate for your dog. So you make a good point on that.
Just want to make the practical decisions and don't let your heart, because I know you want your dog to work out for this, but I'm a big stickler on the right dog for the right job and being practical.
Well, I'm so glad, Kat, that you came for not one but two shows, and I think hopefully people are getting some good tips, and they can certainly get more tips from your two books, The Lost Lost Pet Chronicles and Dog Detectives, Train Your Dogs to Find Lost Pets, please zip over to the website pethunters.com. She also has another website called petdetectivetraining.com. We're speaking with Kat Albrecht, a retired canine officer who founded the Missing Pet Partnership Group, and she's doing what she can to help us find lost pets. Before we say goodbye, is there anything else you'd like to add, Kat?
Just that we are a nonprofit organization and we need supporters. We need funding. So if you like the idea of what we're doing and you want to see this developed in your community, you know, please consider making a donation to our organization so that we can continue to function and help more people and train more people and dogs.
You're right. We have 10 million dogs and cats that go missing every year. If we can help out a group like yourself, we can really cut down on that number. So I hope listeners should give serious consideration to her request. She's not wealthy, but what she does is priceless. Well, that's it for today. I want to again thank Kat Albrecht for being on the show and my cool producer for making this show possible. If you'd like to hear more about this show or get a transcript on this show or any other show on our awesome Pet Life Radio Network, please go to www.petliferadio.com and click on the Old Behave Show. You won't be disappointed. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for a show, please email me at arden@petliferadio.com. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words for all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.